boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
It is so hard to go to the grocery store as an adult. I thought it was hard as a kid because you had like all those temptations as with candy and stuff.
Yeah, your mom always said no.
I know. And it's still just as bad as an adult because I went to the grocery store. I really swear to God, just needed to get eggs and milk. That's what I needed. And they are evil there at the grocery stores because I just went through the produce section and I didn't even get a foot out of the produce section. And they were like, do you want Easter candy?
Oh.
Here's a whole section of Easter candy.
Yep.
And Taylor, guess what happened? I was like, yes, I need Easter candy.
Easter candy.
Who, me? Yes. Me.
I am right there with you, except my issue is not the candy aisle. It's the themed baked goods that seem to be everywhere throughout the store. And they're adorable.
Mm.
I'm talking cookie cakes. I'm talking cupcakes.
You're talking about like the design cookies too?
Yes. Mm. The sugar cookies. For I feel like every holiday and every large event going on, since the beginning of the year, it's every time I go to, you know, I go grocery shopping once a week.
Yeah.
It's, okay, they have New Year's cakes, and now they have Valentine, and then they have anti-Valentine, and then they have St. Patrick's Day, and now already they're into egg shapes. And
oh, yeah.
Every time I walk past one, I'm like, well, that's cute. I should have it.
I should be festive.
Well, yeah, it would be like grinchy of me to not get 100%. An Easter cake. So that's what I do every time, and it feels like a trap. But I have no self-control.
It's only because it's designed. If it was just a regular cookie cake.
No, that's just what I tell myself. I'm like, it would be just a shame for me not to get this cute thing with a leprechaun on it.
I'm like, what are they going to do when Easter's over? But I feel like they'd probably still get
Memorial Day or summer or something is my...
That's what I'm thinking. I think they put some type of design on there and then you can relate somehow. They'd be like, are you a broke adult? And you'd be like, yes, I am.
April showers bring May flowers. I'm like, oh. It is April.
And it does bring flowers and showers.
I should take this home and eat it all tonight.
I know we were just talking about the grocery store, but I got one more thing to get off my chest about it.
it's such a struggle every time.
I wish I could be like the grown adults. And I know I'm 29 and I should be a grown adult, but I wish I was like other grown adults who have a list, you know, of things that they need to get.
Yeah.
Eggs, milk, paper towels, whatever. And they stick to that list. Okay. Mm-hmm. I did have a list this morning when I went to the grocery store. I said eggs and milk. That was it. But you know what else I got? I got like these sausage links. And then I got Easter candy.
Yeah.
Two things that were not on the list at all. I will never be that girl that can follow the list and not get one thing that's not on that list.
Me either. I always like to think that I'm like super organized, like because I do plan out my meals for the week and I have to go with a list. Otherwise, I will forget a million things. But I have this list and I'm just like you that if I see something like I've never had that kind of ranch before, I'm going to put it in my cart or, oh, those chips would be good to snack on at work all this week. Might as well just toss them in the cart. And then suddenly I'm spending like $80 more than I planned.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with me? I don't know.
No, 100%. This is how we keep the grocery stores are staying alive because of you and I.
And our impulsiveness and no self-control at all when it comes to snacks.
I'll keep making a list and every single time it will keep failing.
I will get double of what is on that list.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You've got TikTok to thank for being worried about all of these weird relationship tests that people are doing. And there's another one that you should be watching out for. Or go home and try it out on your man tonight if you're feeling so brave. It's around dinner time, so it's a lot of girls that are posting like them getting their plates together for them and their boyfriend or their fiance or husband or whatever. And they make their guy's plate normal size, nice and full, all of the sides, all of the things. And then they make their own plate small and empty, basically. The one that I saw last night, she gave herself like a scoop of rice and like two chunks of chicken or something, like significantly smaller than what they're putting on the guy's plate. And they set them down next to each other, and then they don't say anything. But every time the guy notices, like, that's a really empty plate, and they'll say, like, what do you do? What? Where's all your food? And the girl plays it off like, oh, no, you said you were really hungry and this is all we had. Like, I ran out of stuff to make more. I'm good. And the test is to see how he reacts.
Mm-hmm.
I've only seen good, like, green flags so far, because most of the time the guy will try to switch plates and be like, no, you need to eat this. Like, I'm fine. I'll figure it out. They get up and try to find more snacks or, like, put chips on their plate so they have more food. Some of them will, like, dump half of it on their plate so their portions are even. But my favorite one that I saw last night was this girl who, like, set him down. The guy does the same thing where he's like, this is not okay. You need to get more food in you. And she's like, no, no, I'm fine. And he's like, well, do you want to go on a date with me?
Oh!
He's like, we can go somewhere fancy. Like, let's go out. Let's go out.
Stop it.
I want to take you out on a date. Just so, like, he was trying to make her not feel bad about wanting more food. And then she got a date out of the situation, which I was like, that man is a walking green flag.
Yeah. I hope he has brothers.
Oh. Well, I don't think they mentioned that in the video.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I think it's safe to say everybody's been, like, dating somebody and you're like, I think they might be the one, but, like, I got a weird fever or something. I don't know. How do I know if they are the one?
That's what has been the craziest part about, like, growing up and seeing, like, your old classmates getting married and your friends. In the back of my head, I'm like, oh, I'm happy for you, but how did you know? How do you know? Does anybody actually, did you know? Or are you just taking a chance?
I don't know. Does anybody know? Well, this girl on TikTok said there are 5 things you should actually ask yourself to find out if someone is the one.
Am I okay?
Basically.
It's a good start.
So the first thing she says you should ask yourself when you're dating somebody is, are you proud to have them with you in public? Like, whether that's with your family, your friends, your coworkers, is this person you're dating someone that reflects well on you? Like, do you want to take them out?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you're like, maybe I should keep you at home?
No, I have totally, like, in the past, I swear to God, I can think of a situation where I would be embarrassed out in public just because we were complete opposites. Like, he was so out there and extroverted that I would be embarrassed and I'd be like, oh, I don't like going places with you because I just feel embarrassed because we're just so opposite. So that should have been red flag number one. It just took me forever to realize
that. If you would have had these 5 questions, you would have.
I would have known.
You would have known he wasn't the one. Okay, what about this one? Ask yourself this. Are you excited to be around them? Of course, you're probably going to be like, yeah, but I want you to think more into this. Even the small things. Like, are you excited to go to the grocery store with them or cleaning out a closet? Are you really excited being around them?
I'm trying to think.
She's looking at me with bug eyes.
I don't know. You're really, I don't like how much I'm having to think about this. I think of, like, stupid stuff. Like, I get excited to go home and tell my boyfriend about this squirrel I saw outside today.
Same.
And he's excited to hear about it. And that's why I know it's a green flag. Because if I was, like, super excited to get home and be like, oh my gosh, I am so excited to tell you about the popsicle I found in the freezer at work today. And
whoa,
if he was
100%.
Like, Taylor, I don't care. Then I'd be like, okay, this isn't going to work out.
I think I would even add it, even if you know it's a small amount of time.
Yes.
And you're excited about it. Even if you knew it was going to be 1 minute of time and you were excited about it, I feel like that tells you a lot about it. Like, if you knew you only got to say hi, goodbye or whatever, like a quick kiss. If you're excited about that and that's like a highlight of your day, I feel like that's a good one. But she's saying if you're still excited to hang out with them, even if it's not glamorous and it's like going to the grocery store, if you're excited about that, that's a good sign. Because, like, not every date should be, or every time you hang out should be a glamorous date.
Well, yeah, especially if they're the one the rest of your life. It's not going to be glamorous.
I don't know about you, but sometimes when I can't sleep at night, I ask myself some crazy questions, like, can penguins fly or something like that?
My brain starts moving in weird ways.
And you question all sorts of things, like the person you're with, are they the one?
Oh, man. It hurts my brain because I'm like, does anybody know? How do you know? How are you supposed to know that?
Well, this girl on TikTok said there are 5 questions that you should ask yourself if you want to know if someone is the one. So I've got some more questions that you should ask yourself.
Okay.
Do they have the qualities of being a good parent?
What does that mean?
Okay. And I know what you're thinking, Taylor, because you're like, I don't even want to have kids. So can I skip this question? Even if you don't want to have kids, she said this is a really good question to have because you're going to have kids in your life. Nieces, nephews, cousins.
Oh.
Are they nurturing? Are they nice? Are they kind? Like, you have to ask yourself, do they have good qualities of being a parent? Because even though you might not want to have kids or you can't, whatever, you're going to have children in your life somehow, some way.
What about a pet parent? Does that count?
That counts, man.
I feel like that's a really good gauge, even if you're like me, who's like, the thought of kids makes me sweat. but you can look how somebody treats their pets and get a feeling
100%
of if they would be a good parent or not.
100%. The next question she said you should ask yourself is, when there's like a fun event, trip, or even like a milestone coming up, do you imagine them being a part of it? I'm talking like a friend's wedding that you're invited to this summer, a family trip maybe you're going on in the winter season, or even like a holiday. Are you imagining yourself spending Easter with them?
Good to know.
If you are, that's a good sign. If you're not, take them to the trash. That's due tomorrow anyways, so.
Fair enough. What was the official question again?
When there's a fun event, trip, or milestone coming up, do you imagine them being part of it?
Would a milestone also be like, oh, I'm really looking forward to the day that I can buy a house?
Yes.
Do they fit in that house?
Yes. If you don't see buying a house with them, no.
Leave them at the curb.
Like, if you don't see sharing that house, like, oh, okay. Like, okay, when we get together, like, I want to make sure that they get the room for, they get their, you know, gaming room. Like, if you're not imagining them getting the game... She's like, he's not getting a gaming room. I get my makeup room. He don't get a gaming room. If you don't imagine,
it's called compromise.
If you don't imagine those types of things, then yeah. That's a sign right there. The last question that you should ask yourself, which I love this question, which is, will they do well in a crisis or emergency situation? Now, I'm not just talking like if there was a tornado or something, or zombies finally come around the corner. Yes, obviously that. I am talking about that, but I'm also talking about if you were to get ill today and you had to be taken to the hospital, how were they going to do in that situation? If you lost a family member tonight and you got that phone call, are they going to comfort you?
Yeah, right.
Are they just going to be like, it's okay, Taylor.
Get over it.
Get over it. You want to go to McDonald's and hit the dollar menu? Like, how are they going to get you through that? Or are they just around for fun? Like, do you see them comforting you during those moments? And yeah, it's a good sign.
Yeah, you're right. That is a good one to think about. And I am still thinking about the dollar menu. So I still want to do that. And then also be there for me after that, too.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I'm loving all the birds that have been hanging out now that it's getting a little bit nicer out.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, right outside the window at the radio station, there's a lot of birds that like to chill in the dead bush. But now I'm kind of wondering, at what point do the bugs come out?
Oh, the mosquitoes.
Well, anything. Like, I haven't seen any flies. I was just looking out there. I don't really see any, like, ants or anything. When do they come back?
I have no idea.
I'm kind of jealous of them, but they just get to like sleep, and hide away until it hits like 65. How do I get that job? second of all, I just feel a little leery because it's really
starting to get warmer. Yeah, are you?
I don't know. Any one of these days, they're going to come back and try to get inside and stuff.
I swear the other day I thought I got a mosquito bite, but it was just a pimple coming in.
There's no friends. Rookie mistake.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win. Nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
2 days in a row, I am giving you a trivia question that has to do with spring cleaning. One would think my house is
spotless. I know that's not true. There's no way.
You've seen my car. My car is like what my house is.
You are overcompensating for something. You're just talking about all this spring cleaning that is not going to happen.
She's not wrong. She's not wrong at all.
Uh-huh.
Well, here's tonight's trivia question. People voted this as the worst spring cleaning chore. What is it?
All of them. Can I say that? Michael said cleaning out the garage.
Oh, my God.
I know my dad loathes this.
I don't think any man likes that.
It's not fun because, A, I feel like dads and dudes do not like to get rid of things from the garage. Mm-mm. They're like, what if I need this nut and bolt for something that I don't own anymore?
It's rusted and it's falling apart, but I might need it.
And then sweeping it and, it's oily, it's gross. I can imagine that's not fun.
And you get distracted. You know, there's so many things in there.
You're like, why don't I take this bike that I haven't ridden for 5 years out for a spin?
Emily said cleaning the gutters. I will never in my life. I would rather pay a professional.
I can only picture sludge.
Ew.
I don't know what that entails. It sounds gross, and I'm with you.
We have two different brains. You imagine that. I imagine myself falling off the ladder.
Oh, well, yeah, that's probably a concern too, I suppose. 1293 says cleaning behind the oven.
People do that.
I will tell you, when we got our new vacuum this weekend.
You did it?
My boyfriend was like, oh, I want to clean behind the oven. He pulled that thing out. Unbelievable.
There's a whole new universe behind there.
There was a whole lot of meals back there. Okay.
We're going to feed a family of 20 back there.
We have left a lot of meals behind there.
You're supposed to clean on top of the stove, not behind the stove.
Don't, honestly, for your own good, don't look.
Well, if you go to the store this weekend and you're like, what the heck? All the cleaning supplies are bought. Spring cleaning, baby. Spring cleaning. People are getting ahead of the game.
Oh, shoot. That means I'll have to wait.
Darn it. Everybody bought it out. That means Taylor can't clean.
You guys go ahead. Don't let me hold you back. I'll be okay.
I'll take one for the team.
I'll sit this one out. It's fine.
Jesus,
I don't want to.
Well, while Taylor sits out spring cleaning and the rest of us get our butts to it, tonight's trivia question was, people voted this as the worst spring cleaning chore. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
window cleaning is the worst spring cleaning chore. I can't look at you right now. Because I can only imagine what you have to say about this.
Well, I can only halfway do it because I live in an apartment where my windows don't fully open. So it's kind of pointless because you can't clean the outside. But I have never seen my own mother so angry as when she has cleaned windows in my lifetime.
Because she doesn't like doing it?
She does it. And then you do like one little thing wrong, you know, where you like, I don't know, leave the toilet seat up. And then your mom's like, oh my God, put the toilet seat down. Also, I see spots in the window.
There's no book on how to adult, so this is the closest thing you're going to get. It's Dear Destiny with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Sometimes you get told a piece of information so juicy that you're not even sure if you should keep that secret to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what has happened to this gal. She reached out to us, those girls at KZIA.com. She emailed us. With a bit of an issue that she needs your help with.
Dear Destiny, I was at a girls' night out dinner last weekend, and one of my friends confided in me that she's cheating on her husband. She said she still loves him, but enjoys the thrill of someone new. I'm pretty close with her husband, and now I'm torn. Do I tell him she's cheating, or take this one to the grave? What should I do?
I told you. That's a secret that...
whoa.
Should you keep it or should you not?
Next time, tell me ahead of time. I'll have a beer before. That's a lot to
That's a lot
in.
Of information to know.
Okay, well, there's some key points in there. I mean, she said that she's really close with the husband. You know what I mean? So keep that in mind.
Yeah.
You know, does she take it to the grave or not? And, you know, that's a lot to put onto somebody that they have to, like, keep a secret or not.
Totally.
So what I think I think you don't say anything specific. I don't think you just like go flat out and tell the husband, hey, by the way, she's been cheating on you.
Right. Because then you're like putting yourself into it kind of.
Yeah. So what I think you do is you convince the husband to cheat on her.
Oh.
Because she also said that she's been loving the thrill of it. Well, yeah. Then he might as well get his own kind of thrill. You know what I mean? If she's getting thrill, he might as well get thrill. So you should convince him to cheat.
And get even without and even knowing even. He's getting even.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Let's open up the phone lines. What do you think this girl should do? Her girlfriend admitted to her that she is cheating on her husband. Let us know what you would do.
It's Dear Destiny. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Wow. Nobody wants to be cheated on.
No.
But I think that this is almost a bit of a stickier situation that came to our email asking for advice. This girl said she was on a girls' night out. Maybe a couple cocktails in, her friend told her, hey, I'm cheating on my husband. Not because I don't love him, but I like the thrill of it. Now, the girl who received this information, who was writing us, said she's also fairly close with the husband. She's gotten to know him. So she doesn't know what to do with this information. Ignore it and move on, or tell him he is getting cheated on. And you came up with the advice.
I know myself, and it would be really, really hard to like tell someone you're being cheated on. I'm just like socially awkward, you know? So I think it's just best to like convince him to cheat on her, because the one word that's tripping me up is the word thrill. So clearly she has no problem doing it.
Well, yeah. Okay.
So he might as well have his own little thrill, little joyride.
Woo! Wee! So fun. Markeen, what would you tell this girl to do?
I think that the lady should tell the husband, and then the husband should leave the wife.
Oh, just go ahead and let him know what's really going on. Ugh.
It's kind of what Jill said. Jill, though, I feel like she's not afraid to do this. She said, I would straight up tell the husband what the beep is going on.
Oh.
I would do it right in front of her, too.
Oh. Ooh.
That's bold.
It's a little joyride again.
That.
That's no baby.
Bring
ride.
Cake. If you're gonna do that, bring cake. Now
seriously.
Everybody take a slice of cake. He's cheating on you.
I honestly
she's cheating on you. I'll have a slice.
Let it rip and then just pull out a bucket of popcorn and just watch.
Oh, you know what? That's better than cake.
I'd take cake too. honestly, just to enjoy the show. Jonathan, what do you think she should do?
My advice would be either she tells him or she should just help out the husband and help her cheat. For her?
You think she should throw herself at him and be like, well, she's doing it. Why don't you?
Yeah, basically.
Wow. I mean,
again, she says she's having a thrill. You might as well have your own thrill.
Yeah, I guess it's if you're going to be involved in it, why not be fully involved?
Wee!
That's the theme. Tane, please help us. What would you do?
I think that the advice that was given was not the best. I think that the person in the situation should get with the husband and then tell the friend.
Hook up with the husband and then go back to the friend and be like, haha, I hooked up with your man?
Yeah, to get back at her for being a cheater.
If you've got a problem, Destiny can solve it. Email thosegirls at kzia.com. Z102.9.
Is it a red flag if your partner opens up to you and they admit, hey, in my past relationship, I cheated.
Mm.
Are you walking out or are you being understanding? I feel like everybody has a really strong opinion about this. Victoria actually texted us and said, yes, it speaks to their morals and values regarding relationships, which I get. Mm-hmm. I feel like we always hear like cheater's gonna cheat or what is it?
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go full red flag, I guess. I'll say it's a pink flag. I'm with Victoria. In my mind, I'd be like, if that's how they feel about relationships, why is it going to be any different with me? However, where I say it's not a full-on red flag is I feel like if you admit to it, you know it was wrong.
Ooh, good point.
You know, like if you're having that talk with your partner, like, okay, I've never cheated before, but like, has anything ever happened in your relationship like that? And they're like, yeah, I messed up and this is where I went wrong. Then I feel like they've grown from it. Whereas if they haven't and they're going to keep on being for the streets or whatever, they probably would lie and say that they've never cheated before. So that's why I think it's not the end of the world. Now, you should keep your guard up a little bit until known otherwise. But I don't think it's a reason to like full on end a relationship right then and there.
That's a really good point. I like that. I am a firm believer that people can change over time. I didn't always believe this, but I definitely have noticed this more in myself. I am not the same person I was a year ago. Don't dress the same. Don't act the same. I am not the same person. So like you could change in just like less than a year. So I feel like your actions can also change in less than like a year. So if you cheated in high school, then you know, I feel like if you're an adult now, you realize that maybe that was dumb and you shouldn't have done that.
You mature.
I would say if somebody told me that, I would pay attention to your actions.
Okay, yeah.
There are things that you can watch for when it comes to a cheater. You know, are they being a little sketchy? Are they being a little sneaky?
Yeah.
When phone calls come in, are they hiding from you or text messages? Do they not want you to see their phone when they come in?
They take their phone everywhere or they put it face down on the couch.
Ring a ding ding. That's one of my big ones. If you have your phone face down, you're hiding something.
Oh, 100%.
If you have it face up, you're not hiding something.
Or if you like take it to the bathroom every time, or I don't know. We all know that gut feeling of like, you're being suspicious.
Exactly.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Now, I have not yet planned a wedding in my life. However, if there is anything I've learned from people around me who have planned weddings, it's that the worst part is waiting on people to RSVP.
Oh, I bet that is annoying.
Or getting them to RSVP at all.
That really kind of holds down a lot of things, like how much food do we need to order? You know, how many... God, I have not really planned a wedding, can you tell? I don't know what all else you need to know.
Food's a huge thing, though. That's a huge expense. That's something that I'm sure caterers need to know fairly far in advance. That's the whole point of an RSVP. Mm-hmm. So I've seen a lot of people express some frustration on social media and TikTok and all the things about, like, if you respect the person, just RSVP. We don't care if it's a yes or a no. Yes, exactly. So now there's this girl who's gone viral for coming up with a hack, I guess, a solution a little bit to make sure that people who don't RSVP show up to the wedding and then you're like short on food or don't have enough tables or they don't have a spot to sit. She came up with a like something that you send out to people who didn't RSVP. So you send everybody the official invite through the mail, and then she kept track of who didn't respond at all and sent them a second piece of mail that says, "We're sorry you can't make it to our wedding. Our RSVP deadline has passed, and unfortunately, you did not respond. We would have loved to have you attend, but final numbers have now been turned in, and your presence will be missed. Love, bride and groom." Basically, it's, sorry you didn't answer. You cannot show up. Sorry you forgot to send your response. We can't help you out. Is basically what she's saying, because they want to avoid people trying to submit them late, I guess. And then they're constantly changing numbers. So the internet is a little bit divided over this. Some people are like, this is genius. I wish I would have known this when I was planning my wedding so that I could have avoided a lot of awkward conversations. And then there's a lot of people who are like, this is tacky. This is harsh. It's a little passive aggressive and honestly just plain rude. So I want to know what you think about it as
I got millions of thoughts. Okay. Where do I begin?
Begin.
Well, I'm a little mad that she has to spend extra money to now send a second card.
Right.
Out.
Getting them printed and stuff.
It ain't cheap. Mm-hmm. That she has to do because you couldn't do the first thing. However, there are times that I've sent, I'm going to kind of relate more towards like emails because I haven't, again, planned to like too much of a wedding as well. So there are times that I'm like, hey, like I've sent out emails and I'm like, hey, if you want to participate in this, you need to respond to me by noon on Thursday.
Yes.
And it gets to be noon on Thursday. What I like to do is I give them grace and it's noon Thursday. And I said, hey, I haven't heard from you. I need you to respond now by 2 p.m.
Right.
So extended. I give them some grace. I give them a little bit. And then if they don't respond, they're not participating.
Right.
What I wish she would have done is give them just like one more chance.
Yeah, but what would that be? A third piece of mail?
I know that's what stinks is that is maybe she should have shoot him a text message. Hey, I haven't heard from you or whatever. I do hate the fact that she has to keep spending money, but it would have been nice to at least give them some grace or something because something could have happened before just completely cutting them off. I do think back to my friend Kyra. She invited me to her wedding. I didn't think she did, though. What happened?
You didn't get it in the mail?
I did, but I didn't know I did. She sent the invitation and I missed it. It got lost in all my other papers.
Uh-huh.
And but I was like, I was always confused because I didn't understand why I was invited to like the bridal shower and I was invited to the bachelorette
and
party.
And not the wedding.
But why was I never invited to the wedding? It got lost in all my stack of mail.
Mm.
Had I gotten something else, like a text message, hey, haven't heard from you. The whole time I thought I was not invited to the wedding and I did something wrong, but it actually was in a stack of papers that I found later, 2 months after the wedding.
I was going to say, is this all a ploy because you just don't check your mail?
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I know you've heard us talking about how cool our podcast is, Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Yeah.
But you know what I was thinking? If we went back in time, there would be a large amount of people who would have no idea what even a podcast is.
Oh, yeah, you definitely are right about that.
So I challenge you, Taylor, that if you had to sell our podcast to a Victorian child and tell them what a podcast is, how on earth would you describe a podcast?
Wow. Well, there's a lot of things that we have now that they didn't have in those days. So I would say, hey, little Timmy, you know when you like think stuff in your brain, sometimes you have those thoughts and sometimes it's like a conversation with yourself in your brain. What you can do instead of just talking to yourself in your brain is take a little thing that we call a headphone. It looks like a pebble. You stick it in your ear carefully, of course.
Don't stick it too far.
And then you're going to hear the voices of two nincompoops that will fill your brain with their voices instead of your own voice inside your own head. For no money at all, or no coins or potatoes or whatever currency you use in your society.
It is called Those Girls in the Afternoon Podcast. I think you sold it.
Yeah, available now on KZIA.com, the Z102.9 app, wherever you get your podcasts. Where did they get them in the Victorian days?
What, podcasts?
Available on your nearest boulder.
I was going to say from the nearest pigeon.
Yeah, that too.
No joke. If you were to tune into the news tonight and you saw the news anchor say, tonight at 10, radio DJ dies from sneeze. That would have been about me. It totally would have been. Taylor would have been that girl in the afternoon and I would have been gone.
All from a sneeze?
All from a sneeze.
That would be embarrassing.
Can you imagine that was on my tombstone? Died from sneeze.
No, yeah,
I would ask I hope my parents wouldn't do me like that. Don't put that on my tombstone.
Nope. Okay, so how did this almost happen?
All right, so I'm at the gym, I'm minding my own business. I'm on the treadmill. I always like to start my workout on the treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
And I progressively get faster and I make my incline higher.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at max incline, Taylor. We're at 14%. Okay, it was a pretty high, all right? I'm going pretty fast too. And all of a sudden, I start having a sneeze attack. And I normally, when I sneeze, I just get one sneeze and it's just fine. Yeah. I don't know what is up today. Maybe I have allergies all of a sudden and I just started getting them at 29. I don't really know. But I had a sneeze. Then I had another one. And then I was like, oh, no, there's more coming. And then I kept having more to the point that you ever have one of those sneezes that it takes your whole body?
Yeah, you like your abs, you crunch and you can't, like, it almost hurts.
Yes. Well, I'm at high incline, okay? So I'm like going up the hill on the treadmill and I'm sneezing and it's taking my whole body. I about fell flat on the face on the treadmill and went whoosh, and flew across the gym is what about happened. Luckily, I caught myself.
I was going to say, where did you?
I had to pick between covering my sneeze
and grabbing the O-snap handles?
Or grabbing myself. And you know which I chose? I picked saving myself. Sorry for getting my snot everywhere. I cleaned it out, don't you worry. But
right.
I would have to choose between the two.
That's actually horrifying.
It was terrifying.
I can imagine. I feel like even if I was walking at zero level, not very fast on a treadmill, I would still be a little nervous about, you know, keeping my feet underneath me
it's
the
like
entire
one of those
time.
How do you, can't sneeze with your eyes open. I feel like you cannot walk on the treadmill and sneeze at the exact same time. It is almost impossible without almost dying.
I am cool with never having to experience that, hopefully.
I feel like walking on the treadmill and sneezing is one of the worst places to sneeze. I feel like another place that's awful to sneeze is if you have like a significant other and you guys are like cuddled up in bed and whatever, and you get a sneeze. And you can tell one's coming real late at night. It's like probably 2 a.m. You're like, I'm getting one.
Oh, and you're trying to be quiet.
And you're trying to be quiet because you don't want to scare the crap out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you get, achoo! And you scare the crap out of your significant other. They think we're getting robbed or something. But really, it's just you try to hold it in. And when you try to hold it in, it always comes out 10 times louder.
No, I feel like you're in my house because I have a sneeze for some reason every single night. When I'm laying in bed, not at 2 a.m., not that late, but I don't try to hold it in because I am petty and my boyfriend falls asleep significantly faster
than
me.
So I want you to wake up.
Okay, I almost use it as like a rev up. I'm trying to make it as loud as possible so that he has to stay awake with me.
We've all had that moment where you feel a sneeze coming on. You're like, oh my God, no,
please, no,
no, not here. For the love of God. And you try to hold it in.
Mm-hmm.
And you try to think of other things like cats and dogs.
There's so many weird hacks. That
I know.
It's like if you hold your thumb or something, there's weird things that are supposed to make you not
Nothing
sneeze.
Works
Never
for
works.
Me. Mm-mm. But we asked you, what is one of the worst places to sneeze? Because I swear it's the gym and on the treadmill. Sue texted in, I think, although she won. I think she topped me. She said the dentist.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine if they had the drills in there and you sneezed all over them?
Yeah. No, I don't want to imagine that. I feel like you could lose a tooth.
Yeah, I
doing
know.
That.
That's a good one, Sue.
That's pretty bad. I will stand by that. I always think the car is a horrible. When you're driving. When you are driving.
And you got two hands on the wheel.
And you sneeze in that moment. You're like, Jesus, take the wheel. Please, God, I can't Amen. See anything. My head sometimes, I'm scared it's going to smash into the steering wheel. Like, you don't know what's going to happen in those 0.5 seconds.
I know.
So I feel like a sneeze in the car, I could do the rest of my life without ever having to do that again.
My biggest fear is I'm going to have one that's so big that I'm going to jerk. You know
right.
what I mean? And I'm going to turn the steering wheel and there
right.
I go into the other lanes on 380. Everyone's going down with me.
Uh-huh. Every time it happens, if I'm in the car by myself, I sneeze followed by a scream. So it's like a chew. Ah! Like that kind of, because I think it's scary.
I really want to drive by you when that happens.
It's not fun. The other worst place, you know, this could or could not be from personal experience, is inside of a tanning bed.
What happened? What happened? What happened?
I may or may not have been in a tanning bed several years ago, and I sneezed and I whacked my head
no!
on the lid of the tanning bed. I have never felt more concussed in my life, nor have I ever been so embarrassed to walk past the people leaving, because you know they hear everything in those places.
No, I have so many questions, because I've never been in a tanning bed. So is there hot bars, hot rods, whatever you want to call on the top? Did you burn yourself at all?
I don't think so. What hurt was the smashing of my skull into the ceiling.
Earlier today, we were talking about the worst places that you could have a sneeze attack or just a sneeze come and happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you said a tanning bed is one of those places.
Mm-hmm. And also driving.
Dear God.
It's scary. You can't see anything.
I witnessed firsthand today, and that is, it was me, and that was on the treadmill. I got a sneeze attack, and I'm telling you right now, you will see your life flash before your eyes.
That's horrifying.
It is awful. I do not wish that on my worst enemies. But when I had the last couple of sneezes, I told you that there was, at one point, I had to make a decision. I either had to let the snot go out and hit people, right? Yeah. Or I had to protect myself and grab a hold of the treadmill. I chose to grab myself on the treadmill so I didn't go falling, and my snot and sneeze went everywhere. May have hit some people. Have that ever happened to you before, where someone has sneezed on you?
I hope not.
You haven't ever been sneezed on before?
I mean, like, by a child, probably. Like, my nephew, maybe, I think.
Oh my God, it's happened a couple times to me.
Ew. I would stop hanging out with those people immediately.
Okay, it's happened to me by a cat. A cat has sneezed on me before.
Yeah,
that's
cute. Doesn't count. You know, well, it's still gross.
It's gross, but it's cute. You're like, aw, ew. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then one time, it happened when I was kissing somebody.
Ew, what?
They sneezed on me.
They sneezed on you?
I didn't sneeze on them.
Blocked. Immediately, you're blocked. That's gross.
So it's almost time for those girls in the afternoon to go home.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're probably excited about it, to get out of here and probably go home, put your feet up, watch some TV, right?
Yeah, always.
I'm dreading it a little bit. I'd rather stay here.
Because?
Well, let me just tell you, I'm bummed because Monday night I had spaghetti. Then Tuesday for lunch, I had spaghetti. Then Tuesday night, I had spaghetti. Wednesday, today for lunch, I had spaghetti. This is now, what, 5 meals that I've had the exact same thing? I'm eating leftover spaghetti. I have one more. I can tell this would be the last meal. Like, I have, like, leftover spaghetti. And I'm this is the last one. I can tell we're at the very end of it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm almost to the point where I'm like, I'm spaghettied out. It's really good spaghetti. Don't get me wrong. It's so good, okay? I'm just spaghettied out. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I could go for a McChicken or something, you know? How do people eat leftovers every day? I don't know how you do it.
I don't know, because I'm not good at leftovers either. But my biggest concern is, like, how much spaghetti did you make originally? Like, what size was this box of spaghetti?
I made it for a family of 16.
It sounds like it. The whole family was invited, but nobody showed up.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.